Okay, everybody. Welcome to the Big Joel Community Call every other Monday, not every other Monday these last couple of weeks here, because we had the Christmas on a Monday. Next year we'll have Christmas on a Tuesday, which will make an even longer down period. So welcome, everybody. Those of you that are new to this call, I see lots of familiar faces. Those of you that are new to this call, housekeeping, these are all recorded and put into podcast form at the Big Joel Show on YouTube. It's also, we're streaming live right now on LinkedIn and Facebook and YouTube as well. So I know there's a bunch of people watching there as opposed to you all who are on the Zoom with me. And thanks for joining me today. I see lots of familiar faces and I see some new faces to the call. So first of all, Happy New Year, everybody. Great to see everyone. I hope you all are as excited as I am. I don't know if I'm going to use up all the time today. I got some good special guests coming up here in the next month, in the next couple weeks, in the next month. But just wanted to make sure that you're as excited about 2024 as I am. I am super pumped and very, very bullish on 2024, which I think is going to lead us into a pretty incredible 2025. The loan officers, real estate agents that I work with one-on-one, are already extremely busy. Everyone has very active Januaries with units and volume and everything in between. It's normal because most of those people that perform at that high of a level don't usually completely unplug over the holidays anyway. Those of you that know me well have always heard me tell the story. When I was actually doing loans, I was always number one in December and January because I just never took my foot off the gas for originations and for closings. And now that I think we've had this crazy COVID market, you know, yeah, the spring market's still the spring market and the summer's still the summer, but I think it's kind of all mixed up. And I'm sure a bunch of you all are seeing an extremely early spring market, even though a lot of you have snow on the ground and it looks like there's some more good weather coming. We had the normal scare here in DC and we got a bunch of rain. So not abnormal for us, but I know some of you all were definitely having snowball fights and going sledding. So for 2024, I think the big word is grind, work. One of the big things I'm finding out right now that is separating the performers from the non-performers is the actuality or the actualization of what your job actually is. Your job is not to sit on your butt and wait for the phone to ring. Your job is to create referrals. Whether you're doing loans or whether you're selling real estate, your job is to create referrals. There's only one way to do that. The only way to do that is with relationships. Again, you need to be really, really, really grinding right now and understanding your job. If you are sitting in your chair, again, famous Joelism, stand up, turn around, look at your chair. If it looks like an imprint of your ass, you're not doing your job correctly, get out of your chair and get on the street. As Tom Hopkins used to say, STP, see the people. You're not going anywhere sitting in your chair in Command Central. You should be out doing good things, creating referrals, okay? Now, when I say grind, I mean grind, grind. I'm sure most of you all have set all your goals for January 1. I'm sure you probably worked out the last 9 days in a row like everyone else. The key is that you stay on that the whole year. The top performers right now in our industry, and we've lost tons of loan officers and tons of real estate agents. Good for them. Get out of our way. We want to do lots of loans and sell lots of houses. Get out of our way, are really working hard and they're working aggressively to take market share. I'm already seeing that right now with specific loan officers and specific real estate agents where their market share is just literally going up immediately. I'm seeing it, feeling it. You know you're doing business with people that you haven't done business with in the past. And that's the first sign that good things are happening and things are coming your way. So I would hope that by now, Monday, the 8th of January, you have all shaken off Christmas and New Year's and Hanukkah and all the stuff, and Kwanzaa and everything that you celebrated. I would hope that you have shaken that off and you are ready to dig in and play ball, because this, again, should be an incredible year. So grind is the first word. The second word, excellence. Are you performing your job perfectly? There is no room for errors right now. Make errors, lose clients, lose referrals. This is professional land now. There's no part-time, quarter-time, eighth-time, sort of time. This is full-time all the time. Get it. Get on it. Get all over it. There is no time to not be excellent at what you're doing. Don't be lazy. Don't procrastinate. Cross every T and dot every I. Make a mistake in this market, you will lose a referral source, or you will definitely lose business. That is for sure. Our customers are demanding it right now. They're not going to suffer anyone that is not performing at that level. So if you're messy, if your paperwork is messy, if your approvals are messy, if everything you're doing is messy, take a look at that and clean it up. You have to stop it, okay? You have to stop it or you're going to get left behind. We won't see another market the way we had before. I think 2021 eclipsed 06, 07 for loans and real estate in volume done. We will never see that again, but that doesn't mean you can't do that much volume, because the way you're going to do that much volume is by increasing your market share. But you're definitely not going to do it sitting on your butt waiting for the phone to ring, or being messy and being unprofessional and not being excellent at what you do. You will 100% lose clients. You will lose loans. You will lose home buyers. You will lose everyone. I'm already seeing it happen right now. Loan officers and real estate agents across the country are telling me very consistently that the customers are not suffering fools in any way, shape, or form. You really need to be on it. Know what you're doing. If you don't, find someone to help you. Okay? Find someone to help you. Now, I guess along with excellence comes attention to detail to everything that you do. You know, what are you doing every day to make sure you're completely focused on the task you have in front of you? How focused are you? What are you looking at? Change your behaviors there. A lot of you all are messy in what you do. You do a lot of business, but you do it messy. I think in 2024, you can't do it messy anymore. If you do it messy, someone that's super organized is going to come in and they're going to take your business. Okay? They're literally going to take your business. All right? Now, regarding interest rates, everyone is talking a lot about interest rates. How many more drops? This drop, that drop, this drop, whatever. Bottom line is, the one thing everyone can do when they hang up this call is take a look at every single person you talk to in the last 8 months, okay? Whether you're a loan officer or an agent, take a look at every person you talk to in the last 8 months and see what they were pre-qualified for. In most markets, they are pre-qualified for more right now. Do you know the math? Do you know how to do the math so you can get people off their, you know, their stump sitting there and get them moving forward? Okay. I know there was just that big, there was something on TV or whatever talking about, oh, if you have a certain rate, you should probably just keep your house or rent it. Okay. Well, even if they're going to rent it, they're still going to move. But the reality of it is, even if you have a 3% interest rate, if you have three kids and you have a fourth and you need another bedroom, you're moving. Okay. It doesn't matter what your rate is. You're moving. I guess you could always add on to the house, but most people are moving. I think we all know that it's going to be, I don't even know what market it's going to happen in, but any price adjustments we've had are pretty much done. I'm sure some of you all are already seeing a fair amount of multiple offers, especially if it's a nicer house. What we're about to see is multiple offers on those medium houses, those ones that aren't what I would call a cherry house. I think we're going to start seeing that right now. We're already seeing it in certain markets that are a little hotter. We all know what that means. It doesn't matter what the pundits on TV say. We all know if 10 people want to buy a house, the price is only going one way. and that is up. We all know that. So all of you all could create so much volume just by going through all of the people you talked to in the past 8 months and actually talking to them and rerunning their numbers, okay? Rerunning their numbers. Another key word for 2024 is math. I'm sure a lot of you all got in this business because you love talking to people and you hate math. Well, let me help you out. You need to be able to talk to people and you need to be able to do math. Because if you can't do math, then you can't really explain to people why it is or isn't sometimes a great idea to move, to get a new loan, to sell their house, to get a new house, to maybe not care that they have a 3% 30-year fixed. Maybe use a 2-1 buy down on their new house because they've had two kids since they had that loan and they're crammed into a tiny house and really need to move. Okay. Can you do the math? If you can't do the math, you need to find someone, find a mentor, find someone to help you do the math. If you're a real estate agent on this call right now, your lender should be doing the math for you. Loan officers, you know you should be doing the math all day long. Literally, you should need a blazing hot cup of water with lemon and honey at the end of the day. If you can still talk at the end of the day right now, you have not done your job for the day, people. I guarantee you that. You should be on the phone all day. Email is pretty much dead. Texting is almost dead. They're blocking everything. There's spam texts all over the place. Poor consumers are clicking on the text. They're opening it up and their whole phone is freezing forever. So they're scared to death to look at that. We need to be on the phone. We need to be talking to these people. We're back to snail mail and talking to people. You should be on the phone all day long. Okay, so I'm sure each one of you all, I know a lot of you all have made your list and done your goals for 2024. Do you have grind on it? Do you have be excellent all day on it? Do you have use attention to detail all day on it? Do you have talk to people on it? Most of you have heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. If you're about to send an email, I dare you to pick up the phone and call the person instead. And if you're about to call someone and you could quite possibly see them and talk to them, I dare you to actually go to them and actually speak to them. I dare you to do it and watch what will happen. Okay? A lot of you all are thinking, oh, that's crazy. That's inefficient. No, it's not. Everyone on this call is in the referral business. Your job is to originate referrals. Your job is to get referrals for people that need you. That is your singular job. That's what creates the rest of your job, whether it's doing loans or selling houses. That's what creates the ancillary part of your job. So everyone, take a look at all those cool goals you all did and your vision sheets and your vision boards and all your cool stuff that you did, which, by the way, I'm a fan of. I'm not making fun of it all. And I just want you to add some stuff to it. Okay, I think right up there needs to be grind. Needs to be, am I being excellent? Am I operating in an excellent fashion with every single thing I'm doing every day, all day? If you're not, you're going to get caught. You're going to lose some business. You're probably going to lose a referral source. And then you're going to have to start going backwards and finding more people because you're losing the people that you already have. Okay? Very, very, very important. All right? If you're not a detail-oriented person and you're one of those people that says, oh, Joel, I'm not good at that. Well, okay, I hope you have someone on your team that is and make sure they're doing it. Because if not, you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble. Okay? So I don't know who's got enough snow on the ground to be slowing down home inspections and roof inspections and things like that right now. I see Kristen Ambos. She lives in a very snowy place. So I don't know what she's got on the ground there. But the bottom line is you all should be cooking at 100 miles an hour right now. There should be nothing slowing you down or stopping you. You need to get out of the gate strong. This crap about January is always slow. Oh, ho, hum. Get over it. You should make sure this January is your best January you've ever had and definitely better than last year, okay? Now, let me give you some numbers before I let you go. You look at your 2022 volume and units versus your 2023 volume and units. If you are the same or better, you have literally cranked 3 grand slams in the World Series Game 7 to take the pennant. Okay? You can pat yourself on the back. Then tomorrow you could say, all right, we're at zero right now. Let's go. All right? Anyone that is within 20% of what they did last year did great. 30% did great. 40% still standing. 50% still standing. If you're below 50%, you need to take a hard look at what you didn't do last year, because I'm not going to call people out on here, but I can see their faces and I know who they are. There's lots of people on here that are at that did the same in 2023 or more, or are definitely within the 20% delta. Okay, units and volume. Get over the pity party for yourself. These posts on social media, oh, I'm so glad 2023 is over. Who cares? Let's go. Forget about it. Move forward. March forward at 100 miles an hour. It is 100% game on. Everyone that's on this call, I applaud you for being on this call. You will all succeed this year. Just don't get in your own way, okay? You're only competing against yourself, no one else. There's no reason for you to get in your own way, okay? So welcome to 2024. I'm extremely excited about what's going to happen this year, and I'm super excited about watching all of you all knock the cover off the ball and succeed. Some of you all I will see soon this Friday. Some of you all I will see in person very soon. Everyone, happy new year. Go kick some butt and grind. See you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.